Master? Excuse me? Master? Please excuse me, Master. I don't mean to disturb you in your room so late in the afternoon, or inconvenience you by speaking. I shouldn't have disturbed you this late. Please forgive me. I'll just... Oh. You really don't mind? Yes, I know I haven't ever really spoken to you unless instructed to until now. It isn't that I didn't want to, it's just what I was always taught to do by my previous masters. What was it I wanted to ask? Oh, I should have remembered right away. Please forgive me, Master. I was wondering, if it isn't too much of an inconvenience for you, could I speak with you about something? It would only be for a few minutes, and only if you have the time to waste on me, of course. You will? Thank you, Master. I'm incredibly thankful you listen. I'll allow you to situate yourself anywhere you like before I ask. Would you like me to bring you anything? Any refreshments? Of course, Master. Please, let me know if you change your mind. Where would you prefer we speak? Your bed? Yes, Master. Please, excuse me. Please, make yourself comfortable. I'll just take my place on the floor here in front of you. Oh. Yes. My apologies, Master. I'm still having difficulties breaking my habit of kneeling on the floor. I'll take my place next to you, then. Please excuse me. I'm not really sure where to begin. This is one of the first times in my life I've spoken freely of my own accord. I know you told me since the day I arrived here that I was always free to speak, but I haven't really until now, and that was what I wanted to speak with you about. My past. If the subject of my previous ownership isn't one you'd want to discuss, Master, I completely understand, and I won't speak on it. I'll just go and attend to something else. Thank you, Master. I'll do my best to really speak my mind then. Really. For the first time in my life. Honestly, Master, your kindness still amazes me. Confuses me, even, though I mean no disrespect, of course. But the reason for that, as well as my time with my previous owners, was what I wanted to speak with you about. Apologies, Master. I'm just having difficulties speaking on these subjects. They would normally have been completely forbidden to even think about before I came here. Even speaking openly like this would warrant severe punishment. Master, I don't think I ever noticed how warm and soft your hands were. I feel so gentle in mine, and it's comforting. Can you keep holding my hand while I speak, Master? if it doesn't inconvenience you. Thank you, Master. You've always been so kind to me since I've come here. So much so that I don't understand. I'm sure you've seen the various scars and burn marks on my hands, my arms. Those were all from my previous masters, though most of them are from my most recent one. But I suppose I should start at the beginning. I don't remember my parents very much. They sold me to my first master as soon as I was old enough to walk and feed myself. And I've been a slave ever since. During that time growing up, my masters were relatively normal. I was assigned to do normal tasks like cleaning and housekeeping. Mistakes would, of course, warrant punishment, usually in the form of a beating or only water for several days, depending on the mistake, but as I got older, my masters changed, and they seemed to become more cruel the older I got. Spending my life growing up as a slave has taught me the perfect way to behave that would make me least likely to make a mistake and be punished. And I'd like to think I became very good at it. At least, that's what I thought until I fell under the care of my previous master. He didn't buy me for the same purposes that my previous masters had. Most masters buy a slave girl like me because they wanted someone to take care of the house and cooking or children, or to be kept as a part of their harem. But my previous master, he didn't want me for those purposes. He was simply someone who bought slave girls like me purely for the purpose of beating and torturing them. And that's what he did with me. He ran through slaves rather quickly and frequently had to buy new ones. And so I ended up being bought by him. The first day I arrived there under his care, he beat me more in that day than I had ever been in my life. It wasn't unheard of to be done to new slaves, but I knew this was different. My entire purpose as his slave was to be beaten and tortured whenever the urge took him. I don't really think I want to go into much of the details of it. He never raped me. Though, I think that was only because he wanted to save that until the right time. I was really just a toy to him. He only ever provided me with the most basic necessities I needed to live. I'm sure you've noticed that during the entire time I've been in your care, I've always worn concealing clothes. While it's true he didn't rape me, he still wanted to mark me as his property. He said he wanted to scar and mark my body so badly that no one else would ever want to buy me. That no man would ever love me or want me. As a final step, he even branded his initials and family seal onto my back. He was a very wealthy man, but never very wealthy, and smoked almost constantly. So, when he died, and I was told I was going to be sent under the care of one of his relatives, I should have been glad to be getting a different master. Anyone should have been better than him. But by then, I was just broken. I believed I was everything, but he said that I was, and I thought that my new master, well, you, would be the same as well. I could tell you were very surprised to see me on my knees at your doorstep, but the most surprising thing I had ever heard when I met you in that moment was when you told me to get up off the floor, not to be on my knees in front of you. And my surprises didn't stop there. You gave me nicer food to eat on my first night under your care than I have ever eaten since becoming a slave. Food as nice as what my masters ate. It was the first time in my life I had ever eaten until I was full. I'm sure you saw how nervous I looked, eating dinner the first few nights. It was because I assumed my punishment would come right after. My previous master wouldn't even let me eat until he was satisfied with my use for the day. And if he wasn't, I wouldn't eat that day. But then you gave me my own bed, my own room, with the fluffiest pillows and warmest blankets. I never knew there were beds that soft. As I spent most of my entire life sleeping on the floor with usually nothing more than a thin blanket and no pillow, it felt like I was sleeping in a cloud. Like I was in a dream. But I was still afraid that the punishment was coming. Until that one day. I'll never forget that day. I'm sure you've noticed, but some days my hands hurt and don't work very well because of what he did. And I accidentally dropped and broke one of your nice glasses when I was washing it. The things my last master would have done to me if I'd done that. He most likely would have just disposed of me. I was so terrified of you and what you'd do to me, with how I was shaking and trying to apologize, and I was the one who begged you to let me do housework in the first place. I'm sure you saw that I was on the verge of tears. I got on my hands and knees and begged you to forgive me with everything that I had. And when you told me to stand up, I honestly believed this was going to be the beating I'd never come back from. But when you moved towards me and I closed my eyes, still bowing my head and begging for forgiveness, you hugged me. That was the first time in my life anyone had ever hugged me. And it happened when I broke something. Breaking something is one of the worst things a slave can do, and I was getting hugged for it. Something I don't even remember my parents ever doing. I didn't understand what was happening. You just stood there, holding me, telling me it was okay. In my mind, I couldn't comprehend what was happening. But you felt so warm, holding me in your arms. I'd never felt another warm body against mine like that before. I hadn't even realized it, but I calmed down so quickly. And then you insisted on helping me clean the glass up. That was another bewildering thing for me to see. A master on his hands and knees, helping his slave clean up a mess she made. Your kindness, it just never ended. from the day I came under your care. I still can't believe the pretty new clothes you bought me during my time here as well. Since that day, the constant fear that I held inside myself that I had brought from my previous master started to disappear. I still tried to remain as proper as I could, because it was all I knew. But that fear was being replaced by something else? Something I don't really understand. It feels like when I look at you, Master, like something inside my stomach is trying to move around and my heart starts beating faster, but not out of fear like it normally does. I've never felt these feelings before, and I don't understand what they are. Do you, Master? I'm so sorry, Master. I didn't mean to go on speaking for so long without letting you speak, Kira. You're sure it's all right? Well, thank you, Master. You're as patient and understanding as always. About what I'm feeling, though. Do you possibly know what it is, Master? Is there something the matter with me? Those are feelings you have when you like someone? Oh, but I already knew that I like you, Master. You truly have been the best master to me that I've ever had in my life. More than I could ever wish for. Oh, you mean liking someone more than that? Apologies, Master. I'm not sure I understand. Oh. Yes, I have seen people walking around town who appeared very close. And I know husband and wife are very close, and I've heard stories of masters and slaves falling in love. Love, that's a word I think I've heard before. Master, what is love? Oh, apologies, Master. Was that not something I should have asked? Oh, so when someone likes someone a lot, they feel what I'm feeling? And when they love someone, that feeling gets much, much stronger. I see. And that must be when they have sex, right? Oh, well, I've never had sex before, but I've spoken to other slave girls about it. And they've told me about what happens, but I've never actually done it myself, and I don't really understand it. I have watched it being done to other slave girls, though I'm not sure that was being done with love. Master? If that's the case, then I think feelings I have when I'm near you and like when you took my hand, I think they mean I love you, Master. You feel the same thing whenever you're around me? You do? I I want to learn more about this feeling. I really don't understand it, but all I know is I want to feel more of it. But I don't know if I can. You remember, right, Master? What I said about my scars and my brand? If you saw them all, you wouldn't want anything to do with me. Why would anyone want someone who has the permanent marks of someone else on them? He did it to me, so when a day like this came, he'd still have that power over me. Even in death. You still want to see me? Oh, Master. You've been nothing but so kind to me. Okay. I'll show you everything, Master. I'll just remove all of my clothes right here in front of you, if you'll allow it. All right. Just one moment, Master. Well, Master, here I am. All of me. It's been some time, and most of them have all healed, but you can still clearly see most of them. And some of them do still hurt every now and then. He always took care to avoid my face, but you can see he wasted very little space everywhere else when using me. And of course, here, on my lower back, is the brand with his initials and house seal. It's far worse than you thought it would be, isn't it? I told you he wanted to be sure no one else would want me except him. So I honestly don't blame you if you think... What? You think I'm beautiful? Master, I don't understand. How could you think all this, these scars, the brand? How could you think that I'm beautiful with... Master... What was that? A kiss. No, I think I've seen people do that before. It's just completely different up close. Could you do that again, Master? Master, that feeling in my stomach that I was talking about, it feels like it's going to jump right out. And my heart is racing. I've never felt like this before. You truly don't care about the scars? The brand? None of them? Oh, please, Master. If you'll allow it, I want to do it. Sex, I mean. I want you to make me feel as much of these feelings as you can. So please, Master, won't you do it? I know it's not my place to be so forward, but... I've never wanted something so badly in my life. You will? Oh, thank you, Master. What would you like me to do first? Lie on the bed? Yes, Master. Right away. Okay. Now what? I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of kissing. You know, Master, I thought it would be kind of scary to have you over me like this, but it actually just makes me feel very safe. I know you'll never hurt me, Master. And that's why I want to give everything I have to you. Master. That feels so good. It tickles a little. But your hands are so gentle with me. I never knew it could feel good just having my body touched like this. My breasts. Could you suck on them more, Master? Touch them more? I've never had them feel that way before. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, that feels so good, Master. Oh, your warm tongue playing around with my nipples. And your big and strong hands just touching my breast so gently. My heart is beating so fast. With every kiss, it just gives me goosebumps. When you kiss my belly, it makes me feel all warm inside. Open my legs a little. Of course. But Master, what are you doing with your face down? No, Master. It just surprised me. I wasn't expecting you to lick me down there. No, it didn't feel bad at all. In fact, it felt good. Better than I've ever felt down there before, actually. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Master. Could you please continue? If it doesn't inconvenience you. Oh, Master, it feels so good. Your tongue feels so good. So warm licking me down there. Master, I'm starting to feel kind of strange. Like something's building up inside myself. I don't really understand what I'm feeling. Close to coming? I don't understand what that is, but yes, Master. I trust you. I trust you with everything. Master! Oh, Master! That feeling inside me is getting bigger and bigger. It feels like my body is going to overflow with this feeling. Please, Please keep licking me there. Please. Oh, right there. Right at that spot. Oh, it feels so... Master. Master, that feeling is getting so much stronger. Oh, don't stop. Please don't stop. Master, it feels so good. Oh, it's so good. I don't know what it is, but something, I'm going to, something's coming. I can feel it, I can feel it. That was coming? No, this is the first time I've ever felt anything like that. I've never even so much as touched myself down there before in that way. I didn't even know my body could feel that way. It was the most amazing sensation I've ever felt. But, Master, I hope I'm not out of place to ask this, but what about you? I know there's more to sex than just that, and I want you to feel good too. You've been so kind to me, Master, and I know I have these feelings inside of me because I love you. I never could have imagined I would be this happy in my life. And so, I want you to take me, Master. And I want to give all of myself to you. Oh, Master, thank you. Thank you. Could I perhaps help you remove your robe, Master? It's something I've thought of wanting to do for a while now. You're sure? Thank you, Master. You have such a handsome and strong-looking chest, Master. I have the most handsome master in the world. May I remove your underwear as well? I can see your manhood struggling to get out. Yes, Master. Please, excuse me. Oh, Master. This is your manhood? Apologies. I didn't mean to embarrass you. It just looks so good. So big. So this is the manhood of my master. May I touch it, Master? Thank you. Yes, I know I don't need to ask these things, but I can't help it. Oh, it feels so warm and hard. Master, can I? No. Master, I want to taste it, okay? See, Master? I think that's about as forward as I can get for now. Well then, excuse me. Mmm. It feels so good. It tastes like you, Master. Does this feel good, Master? I'm sorry if I'm not very good. I've never done this before. Good. I love seeing you feel good. I'm making my master feel good. Sorry, Master. I got a little too excited there, I think. Master, I'm really, really wet down there, and I want you to take me now. Will you? My hands are hurting today, so I might not be able to do very much, but you can still have me, Master. Any way that you want. If it's not too much trouble, though, I want my first time to be while I'm facing you. Feeling your weight on me, I feel so safe with you over me, Master. My master's about to take me. I know this is my first time, but please don't worry about me, Master. I'm yours to enjoy as much as you want. Don't worry about hurting me. I can handle it. No, I really am okay. Master. My master is inside me. You feel so big. I didn't even know something that big could fit in me. Master, this feels so good. I've never felt anything this good in my entire life. I've never been so happy in my entire life. It's all because of you, Master. I love you so much. Your manhood, it's going so far into me that I can feel it hitting something deep inside me. It feels so good when you hit that spot, Master. Please, please keep going. My hands might not be working well tonight, but my arms and legs do. So I'm going to wrap them both around you and never let go. I want us to be together like this, feeling like this forever. Just me and my master. Yes, Master. Yeah, just like that. Keep thrusting into me, just like that. Use me and make yourself feel as good as you can. That feeling is starting to build back up again. I think it means that I'm close to coming again. Right, Master? I want to do it. I want to come again and feel good just like last time. But this time, I want to do it with you deep inside me, Master. Feeling good with me as it happens. Oh, yeah, Master. Yeah. Oh, yeah, manhood. I can feel it getting harder. What's happening? Does that mean you're feeling even better, too? Close. Coming? You can come too? Master, if you can come like I can, please, please me, please come with me. Please, Master, just keep thrusting into me. Keep hitting that place deep in the back of me and come. I love you so much. Please, I want to come with you, Master. Please, please, I need you, Master. Please keep going. Don't stop until you've come with me, Master. Please, please. Oh, it feels so good. The feeling is building back up again, Master. Oh, I can feel it. I'm so close. You are too, aren't you? I can feel it. I can feel you so close. Please, Master, please. Come with me. Come with me. Now, now, Master, please. Please come with me. Master, that was too amazing for words. Feels like all that pain and fear in me has just been washed away. I feel so warm inside. What is all this white stuff coming out of me? Is it your cum? Well, as long as it's from you, Master. I'm happy there's so much of it inside me. Sorry, it tickles my scars when you run your hands over them like that. I never imagined the day would come where anything that had to do with them would make me giggle. But when you touch them like that, Master, that's all they become. Extra ticklish spots. Not only that, I'm all disheveled and covered in sweat in front of my master, and I don't even care. I truly have changed since I came into your care, Master. What do you mean you don't want me to call you Master anymore? You are my master, aren't you? What do you want me to call you instead? And if I can't call you my master, what would that make me? Anything I want? Just not master. Well, I would sometimes get to read books during my time with my previous masters. And in them, there would be girls who would call the men they were with, darling. I think I like that word, darling. I think I like that word quite a lot. All right, then. From now on, that's what I'll call you. And that's what you'll be. Then, if you aren't my master anymore, what will I be? something more. Being a slave is all I ever thought I could be, that I never considered I could be anything else. I never once thought I could be anything more, or anything different than that. But if I'm with you, Mess, darling, then I think I could learn to be something much more than just a slave girl. Not just to you, but to myself as well. As long as I'm with you, I think there's so much I'm going to learn about myself. Even now, I've never felt more normal than I have in my entire life. Even when I'm... well, even if I'm no longer a slave, I still intend to help clean the house. You're very messy, you know. Oh, you know, darling, I don't know a lot about sex, but I do know that's how babies are made. And I'm guessing your cum is how it happens? I'd like to think that this will make me have your children. Would you like that? I'm so glad, darling. I'll have as many children as you want. I know what a kind and amazing father you'd be, with how kind you've been to me. We could be the family to them that I never had. Ever since the moment I first came into your care, you never once viewed me as a slave, did you? I stopped being a slave the moment I stepped through your door. I just didn't realize it until now. But you really saved me, you know? From the cruel world out there and even from myself. I never would have discovered all these amazing feelings if it weren't for you. And that there could be someone out there as kind and as loving as you are. I love you, darling. So much.